Ohio police chief indicted on 70 counts of sexual battery, unlawful conduct with a minor. This article is by TiffinOhio.net staff for TiffinOhio.net and read by an automated voice. Bethel, Ohio. Bethel Police Chief Chad Essert, 44, of Blanchester, was arrested Thursday evening in Seminole, Florida, hours after a Claremont County grand jury handed down a 70-count felony indictment on charges of sexual battery and unlawful sexual conduct with a minor, the Claremont County Sheriff's Office and Prosecutor's Office announced Thursday. The grand jury indicted Essert on June 11, 2026, on 56 counts of sexual battery and 14 counts of unlawful sexual conduct with a minor. All charges are third-degree felonies. If convicted on all counts, Essert faces a maximum sentence of 280 years in prison. Alleged offenses span 5 years across two Ohio counties. Authorities said the alleged offenses occurred between 2005 and 2010, when Essert worked as an instructor with the Young Marines and as a teacher at Scarlet Oaks in Sharonville, Ohio. The victim was a student of Essert's during that period. The alleged offenses took place at multiple locations across Claremont and Hamilton counties, investigators said. Officials said the charges in Thursday's indictment are separate from and unrelated to an earlier investigation involving Essert that had been reported by local media. No one is above the law. Quote, "It takes tremendous courage for a victim to come forward, especially when the accused wears a badge and holds a position of authority," Claremont County Sheriff Chris Stratton said. "Today's indictment demonstrates that no one is above the law. Every victim deserves to be heard, and every allegation will be thoroughly investigated and pursued in accordance with the law," end quote. Essert was taken into custody at 7:06 p.m. Thursday by the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office Tactical Investigations Section in Seminole, Florida, without incident. He was transported to the Pinellas County Jail, where he remained incarcerated as of Thursday, awaiting extradition to Claremont County. Quote, "I am thankful for the outstanding support from Prosecutor Tekulva's office throughout this investigation," Sheriff Stratton said. "This indictment reflects our shared dedication to public safety and enforcing the law," end quote. Claremont County Prosecuting Attorney Mark Tekulve credited cooperation between the two offices. Quote, "This investigation is a perfect example of how victims are protected and served regardless of the name or title of the perpetrator," Tekulve said. The prosecutor's office and the sheriff's office worked seamlessly in this effort, end quote. The sheriff's office said anyone who believes they may have been a victim of similar conduct should contact law enforcement immediately, adding that information from victims and witnesses may assist the ongoing investigation.